discussing on what's going to happen for Medicare and Social Security.
And I have a couple things to talk about that too. So if you want me to do that, what else did we do at the regional board meeting?
Well, we kind of left it open, didn't we? We were talking about getting a hold of our senators and legislatures. We have to voice some opinion in any way that we can join in unity and let them know our feelings. It's going to make a difference, and we hope.
Right.
Because there's so much going on in that department right now, and every night you hear on the news what's being done.
And I did bring you some information that's been put out recently, one by AARP and their take on it, since they're usually very much advocates for for seniors. So I can pass these around. And again, their biggest concern with the seniors is that it's going to cost them more money in terms of, like, anywhere from, I think their one thing is premiums for older adults could increase by as much as $3,600 for a 55-year-old earning $25,000 a year, $7,000 for a 64-year-old earning $25,000 a year, and up to $8,400 for a 64-year-old earning $15,000 a year. So those were the main concerns there, was those premiums skyrocketing. So I will pass that around. And then the National Council on Aging also basically came out with this, you know, the same thing. So those are obviously concerning. I mean, some of the provisions in there are they didn't repeal, so that was good. So I will pass those around for you. And if you want copies of those, I'll be happy to give you them. Again, part of our group is advocating on behalf of seniors and people with disabilities. So we do want to. So I would encourage you to contact your legislators on that if you feel those premium increases are too large, which I think they are. The other thing is in terms of our own state legislature, the Aging and Disability Professionals Group of Wisconsin, they meet every so often, and I am part of that group. Mary is part of that group. And they were involved in the dementia care system redesign and things like that. They have also sent a letter to our legislators, or all the legislators actually, in the state, asking support for the dementia care specialist program, of which we have one. That's Whitney for us. And so they're asking that it be included in the budget. So I will pass that around for you as well. I'm not sure that it will be. I don't know how successful that program is set to end, I think, June 2017, so this year. Whitney has done just wonderful things in terms of dementia-friendly communities and things like that. So I will send that around, and I will send those around. Or if you want copies of those, you can let me know after the meeting.
Didn't she get funded till December 31st, though?
It may have gotten extended now that I said that.
I thought that's what they said, that she was extended till December 31st.
What's that? Yes.
She's doing her presentation.
Yeah. So we would like to see that. I mean, it just has been so successful. You know, she meets with a lot of families as well. Her numbers are really good, so... we would like to see that continued. So there again, if you are so inclined to contact your legislators on that, that would be appreciative as well. And I can make you a copy of that. So that's all I have in terms of... but I do think it is important to, you know, to let them know that, you know, we still have some concerns with the ACA being repealed.
And I would like a copy.
Yep.
Get those addresses.
Not a problem. Okay.
All right, so the annual report.
Well, Courtney worked real hard putting this together for me while I was on vacation, so I was really appreciative of that. She did a lot more than I thought she would get done. I kind of threw it at her and said, hey, do what you can do, and I'll be back. And she actually got it done, so I was very pleased with that. So she's doing great. So this is the annual report. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I think, you know, our numbers look pretty good in terms of transportation, and some of those you might see that are in our trips rides, we might be down a little bit from past years, but part of that reason is in terms of miles driven, we were sending drivers all over the place and spending a lot of money doing that, and we're limiting that now. We select drivers within about a 15-mile radius so that we can save expenses on that, because we were a little extravagant in past years. So Mariah's getting a good handle on that. So if you want to look through that, if you have any questions, you can let me know. But I would say for the most part, everything looks pretty good.
Now going back to the TRIPS program, I know that like Fenimore lost quite a few people in the last year or so that used to ride on the bus. They passed away. Are we getting more people newer people starting to use the program?
The TRIPS program is the volunteer driver program, and that is always well used.
Okay.
I mean,
so
we
that's
can't,
different than the
yeah.
bus. Okay.
We can't keep, I mean, we probably can't even always meet the need on that. I think we do a very good job of it, but there are times that we do have to turn people down or refer them to Lyft. Just because, you know, we keep our drivers very, very busy. I mean, if you look, we provided, you know, over 3,500 rides last year, so that's a lot. The bus has kind of a core group right now. I'm not sure how that will continue to go on. I was just at a regional meeting yesterday, and most of the counties feel that their bus ridership is decreasing. I don't think ours has decreased necessarily. We've offered less routes because we don't have staffing. So we are offering less routes than we have in the past. But there was a lot of discussion around buses and whether buses should continue or not. But we are doing a big, we got a grant to look at regional transportation and kind of what the future is. And then the state has also got a grant looking at technology with transportation programs. So we're combining those two right now. We're working with Southwest Planning Commission. Did I say that right? And they're putting together a survey to look at what people are looking for in the future. Because we do suspect that what our older generation, you know, our 80s and our 90-year-olds want is different from what maybe our 60 and 70-year-olds are going to want in the future, because there's just big generational differences. So that will be interesting to see. And we're going over that survey yesterday, and that will be coming out before too long. The taxi operates pretty good. If you look at the numbers, I mean, bus and taxis are fairly comparative in rides. And then our specialized is quite popular too. So, I think we're doing a good job. The main thing I'm really happy about is the revenue is coming in and the rides. And we're seeing, you know, while we've seen a decrease in the number of rides offered, we're seeing an increase in the amount of revenue that we're getting back. So, and that was something that was concerning to me. The other part that I was going to show you was also, we were very happy in contributions for the meals. Our meals, our home-delivered meals went up. Our congregate meals also went up a little bit from last year to this year. So that was good. And then our contributions for home-delivered really went up. And again, that goes back to our billing system. Mariah is the one who took over the billing for the meals for family care as well, because she bills those out for rides. So I think the home-delivered contributions being up significantly is due to that. I think she's just doing an excellent job making sure that money's getting back, because we do charge them the full price of the meal, so the $10.60 or whatever it is. So I think that's very significant. I think that is, again, that's her work in getting that billing in place really well. So I'm very happy about that. Because the more we can get back, the more we can provide. So other than that, I don't think I have anything else unless someone has a question on it. I would like a motion just to accept it or approve it. Or
someone make a motion to accept. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor of approving the annual report?
Aye.
Aye. All right. On to the agreement with the Platteville Senior Center.
I think I mentioned this in past months. The Senior Center is financially in, their budget's being cut. Specifically, their transportation is being cut, which is going to affect our services there because they haul 4 days a week. We haul 1 day a week. So John came to me and asked about the possibility of us providing an extra day in Platteville to bring people into the meal site. I did contact Rebecca Thompson at the DOT to see if we could use our 85-20 or transportation money that we use for our buses to do that, and she actually thought it was a good idea. My thing was is I didn't want to have to hire their bus driver. I thought if we could make an arrangement that would have them keep the bus driver and we just, you know, would reimburse. And Rebecca said, yes, we could do that. So that's why I'm bringing it to you. I asked John to give me some figures on what he thought it would amount to. And he thought it would be about $67.50 a day. So times 52 weeks, and it probably won't be 52 weeks because there are days, there are snow days, there are holidays in there. It would amount to $3,510. When we provide transportation the 1 day a week, we charge riders, because they're all in town, we charge them $1 a ride to the meal site and back. And so I asked John about that because I said we would still want to get some revenue. And he said not only they did not charge currently, but they were thinking of charging that amount as we already do. So
why did they cut?
What's that?
Why did they cut it out?
The city is cutting their budget. The city is financially in trouble, yep, I guess. they've had. I don't know the whole situation. I just know that the city's been looking at cutting a lot. And it's the senior center has been kind of a bone of contention. I know that I believe I met with the Commission on Aging a few months ago. And then Mark Stead, one of our supervisors who lives in that area, was asked to meet with some a couple of weeks ago. They called me late, but I knew Mark was there, so they were looking for to see if the county could do anything. And, of course, Mark basically said no. But for me, with this bus thing, it's a win-win situation in two ways. It increases our numbers for 85-21 without us having to hire staff. Which is because it's very difficult to find bus drivers that can.
Will we make any money? CDL.
We should at least get some revenue back, so I don't think it's going to hurt us any. And if you look at our transportation for this year, we're actually putting about 40-some thousand into our trust fund because we have our expenses were less than our total funding. So we've got the money to do it, I believe. And I was looking at the budget for this year as well, and we've got like 14, what was it? We've got 14,000 budgeted for fuel. Nancy got real paranoid with me, and we didn't spend probably 9,000 or 10,000 last year. So I think we've got it. We probably, unless fuel really takes a huge jump, we've also got maintenance repair budgeted at 10,000. And we've got plenty of money in the trust fund if we would have a significant repair.
So this is long-term, not short-term, because even if they had a big windfall in Platteville, you're never going to get it back.
Well, my feeling is we would try it for through the end of the year and see, you know, see what we do with it, see what the revenue is that we bring in, see what it really costs us. I think, I'm not sure they're going to end up staying in their building. Do you, I mean...
It sounds like the radio. It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, you know, I, there's just, the thing is if they don't transport, that's a bunch, that's seniors that don't come to our meal site during that day. And like I said, we do like 22,000 meals out of there between home delivered and...
We're still in that building? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's an article from the news.
That's
there's an article today because it went before the board.
Looking at the OEA. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
So they're still haven't found a new site, apparently.
Well, they're looking at OE Gray, which was a recommendation that I mean, in my former life, we used OE Gray. So it's a nice building in terms of head starts there, and I could see it being, there could be some nice intergenerational things happening there with the Head Start kids too. Mm-hmm. So, DOT is in agreement with this. I really do think it's a win-win situation for us. I think if we don't have it, then we're going to lose a segment of seniors that aren't going to be able to come one day a week. I think, you know, as far as I can see, it shouldn't hurt us in terms of the budget. If we offer to do it on a temporary basis, either through the end of the year or even 6 months and then reevaluate it, we would need an agreement, and I would talk to Ben Wood about that, our corp counsel. Rebecca at the DOT just said we would need an intergovernmental agreement, and I said, well, do you have a template for it that would lay that out? No, they don't. I thought, all right, well, I'm sure I can get Ben to help me draft something that just spells out what, you know, what we're going to do and what they're, because they'll use their bus and their driver, so we're not looking at doing maintenance on their bus. We would just simply be, as far as I'm concerned, we would be paying the $67.50 per day and then collecting any revenue on that day that we get back, so.
So do you need a motion on that?
Yes, I would prefer that the board
make a motion.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any disagreement?
Okay. Thank you. I will get on that right away then.
Next one is meal site manager vacancy and approval to hire.
Bonnie, right before I went on vacation, Bonnie Fagan is looking at retiring. She's got some health issues in her family that she needs to take care of, and so she kind of gave me a open-ended retirement. The reason I didn't call Mary Lou to advertise it was because it is Cassville. Cassville is one of our sites that is not as, you know, well attended. In terms of, and I apologize, I had some notes written down here and I don't know what I did with them. I think I took them home last night and didn't bring them back. When I was looking at the percentages of congregate meal sites, Cassville is one of our lowest. It only operates 3 days a week. And it's about 3% of the meals that we serve, along with it's actually our Montford is, I'm sorry, not Montford, Bagley is also another 3 day a week one. That's 3%. Cassville was 3%, and then I think Blue River, which is 4 days a week, is 3%. That being said, you know, we have talked about going back to the Ecksteins and seeing if they'd be willing to fund it in the future. So I guess, what are your feelings? I think at some point we have to start being realistic about meal sites and whether we're going to keep them open or
not. I was just going to ask you about that. At what point do we say no?
Well, that's why I brought it here. I think I think it does behoove some discussion on that.
So, about how many people attend that per day when it's open? Do you have just a ballpark figure?
One of the things. Apologize. I can look. I might be able to look here. So Cassville had 81 meals in February. However, probably realistically, they had about 70 because the bus, we send the bus on the third Monday of the month. And that usually averages between 10 and 14 people on the bus. So locals would probably be about 70-some meals in a month's time. So it definitely is one of our least active sites. We do some home delivered out of there. It's also one of our most rural, you know, I mean, it's kind of out of the way. It's not going to be like there's a lot of other resources out there for people. So I don't know if you want to continue it and possibly look at writing to Eckstein's on their next grant cycle to see if they would be willing to fund it. Like I said, I wanted to give a little bit of time away from Eckstein. Hopefully we...
are there other counties that are closing sites just like that?
Yeah, I Richland's looking at doing a lot of different things. I mean,
we are
probably one of the more generous counties in terms of the funding that we put into the nutrition program. That's definitely the case.
How much money would it save if we didn't replace the manager and didn't fund the...
And I apologize, I do not have that today. She's what, 9 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be real significant. And so 9 hours a week at probably $14 an hour?
I think, yeah, something.
Yeah, it's not a huge savings.
Yeah.
I mean, if a guy was going to cut it,
but you do have
the time to do it.
You do have the money. You know, the meals is
right,
you also
that's
need
the
to
cost.
Factor that
yeah.
in.
They could still get home delivered, right? Or are you thinking if you're going to cut the meal site,
if we cut it, we cut it.
Too,
yeah, you know? Then you cut your home delivered as well.
How many home deliveries do they have?
Yeah, and that can vary. That kind of.
Well, obviously, you hate to hurt people, but yet...
It is. It's... I don't like to... Yeah. And if we're leaning that way, then we need to, you know, we need to look at that, I think, in terms of the whole. It's just because of it coming up right now.
Because you hate to hire somebody and then 6 months, 9 months down the road tell them, okay, we're closing it and you're not going to
yeah.
have that part-time job.
I mean,
either.
We do have, I think there, we may be able to get somebody even temporarily there. I think, you know, there's a couple people that might come on board and do it for a while. Bonnie would actually, she's been willing to stay on for a while, but because of the health issues in her family, she needs to travel, so.
Have all of those sites that are not doing so well, have they been low for a lot of years?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do we need to look at, like, saying, you know, you have to have this many participants and so much?
It is something to look at. Actually, when I talk to other programs in the state, though, some of the areas that I think are low are pretty common for some of the counties. I think the difference that we have is we have a lot of sites,
yeah.
where most counties don't have that many sites, but we are a large county.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
You can't hardly close one without closing the other.
That's why I was wondering
really
if we needed to come up with...
I mean, the other thing is I want to look more seriously at doing some strategic planning with the nutrition program and just, you know, kind of looking at it overall. So, you know, we could put off on that. We could also request from the Eckstein's. I don't know what kind of a shot we have at that after the other grant money, but we could ask.
Would this be an opportunity to try a voucher program with the local restaurants that...
They haven't approved it yet, but I can ask that question, Dan. I'm not sure that Sarah's going to go for that yet, since those regulations that are allowing the voucher program have been sitting out there in state government for about the last 10 months now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
pilot program, so to speak, on some of the ones that aren't being used. If we have a voucher program,
the problem with some of that is,
and then we'd see how that works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And so
the problem that we have with that right now is some of that's going to take some legwork, and we've got a short window of time. I don't think Bonnie will stay on for much more than a few more weeks.
Does she have anybody else in mind?
She thought she may have somebody who might be interested.
Could we, like you said, do a temporary hire with the provision that it might not be renewed, and or
I mean, you're so part time right now. And then take a look at it in the context of the whole.
What would you think about giving it 1 year? And if it doesn't improve at the end of the year, then a decision would have to be made to, okay, it's time.
And I don't think it really should just be Cassville. I think it should be looked at in terms of all of those.
You know, it has to be,
Yeah.
Is there a way to explore the impact it would have on the people and what other options they'd have available? Is there a way?
I think we can. I think we could. We could at least do a public hearing or a focus group. And my problem, it is, it's so far removed over there. So I can give, we can start looking at some cost estimates and seeing, because I have been playing around with those numbers, seeing what each individual meal site actually costs in terms of, you know, what we pay for food expenses, what the staffing is.
Do you have a number from each site what there should be, rather than three or four people, what should be 10 or more? Or
no.
What I was getting at was if they had the idea that it was going to close within a year because of the numbers,
if they
would go out and try to get more numbers.
I will tell you that Bonnie does a lot of recruiting. Those numbers probably look better since she came on board than they did before, because she really... Because she is a part of the Cassville community, she lives there. She runs into people in the store, and she knows they've got some health issues. She immediately starts talking about, you know, coming to the meal site, and even going so far as to offer to pick them up and bring them. I know she does a lot of that. So, I mean, she's been an asset at that. But
I agree. So. I don't think we should pull the rug out from under them either.
Yeah.
Just we should give them time that if it doesn't improve with that,
Okay. And like I said, I would like to look at them all as a whole and maybe look at them against the state, because I really do think the voucher system is something we need to explore, and I wish the state would move a little faster on that.
So we can't that has to be okay by the state before it's
It's not an approved system at this time. Mm-hmm. It is in draft regulations that we might be able to do
it. Currently, are there any other counties or any other states that use that? Is it successful, or is it just a dream for now?
There's been one or two counties that have piloted it.
Apparently it didn't work that great.
So I haven't heard really great. All of the, you know, they gave out a lot of money for nutrition redesign, and out of all of that money they gave out, nobody came out really spectacular.
I can understand why, just as Boscobel as an example, the Unique Cafe is only open, what, 2 or 3 days a week or whatever it is. The Vale Inn is open, but I could see them going down there for noon and there's no place to sit.
Yeah.
There's nowhere for them to go. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
And it's just not going to work.
Yeah, and I think we'd have to. But I think Cassville could be, you know, one that would potentially work. Okay, so if I can get approval to hire, we will, you know, it's literally like 9 hours a week, so I don't think anybody's going to feel like they're...
I would make that motion.
So are we talking a temporary hire, or...
Do you want me to do it as an LTE? What? Does that even, since it's a...
It's already an LTE with the 9 hours.
With the nine hours.
It's already in, right.
And then you might want to write it in there 6 months or 9 months or whatever.
Yeah.
So that they don't make a commitment and think that it's going to be forever.
Yeah. Okay.
Put that in my motion.
Okay. Do we have a second? All in favor of hiring?
Aye.
Any dissension? All right. So then we go to the approval of the vouchers. We
see a voucher seat. Oh, they're there.
Any questions on any figures?
I don't think we've got anything.
It's kind of nice when it's the beginning of the year and nothing gets jumps out at you. Biggest ones are the meal sites.
Yeah, my tires was a. We had some work on one of the buses. That was fairly significant, but. And UW Platteville's payment is 2 months in a row because they couldn't get their they couldn't get their invoice to us for some reason.
Is Martin Brothers just coffee or is that food supplies?
Martin Brothers is food supplies. Okay. So that's mostly our northern sites for our kitchen.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the vouchers?
I'm so moved.
A second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any dissension? So the financial report is next.
Yep. And I have end of year on here as well as the financial. Now this, I did very quick last night. And so this morning when I looked at it, I think I might be off $160, I'll tell you. And it was driving me crazy, so... and I will have it figured out by this afternoon, but I really didn't have time before this. So I think it's 160. I think we'll be okay. But I just kind of wanted to give you just a little bit of where we were sitting. So for the most part, we had budgeted county levy at 319,709, and then we looked at using some of the carryover that we have at 76,611 for a total of 396,320. We have only needed to use 312,635, so we're sitting good that way. And part of that is, I think, is we're getting some more revenue in. I was able to divert some of the Ben Spec hours to ADRC, which helped. And I just realized I don't have ADRC on here. ADRC does not require any levy. It's on the back page. Sorry. I was going to say, what happened when I printed that? The bus, taxi, and trips programs are required. We're required to put county levy into that. So you'll see the 16361, the 3058, and the 4847. That's required. There's a 20% match on that. However, in our specialized, we actually made $13,643. So I asked the DOT if we can use that as a local match and was told yes. So we can cut that 24,266 down. What happens when we have, when we save some money in the bus, taxi, and trips program, we can then put that money into our vehicle trust. And use that then to purchase vehicles or use it for maintenance or whatever we need in the future. So we will be looking at putting about $40,000 in there. But the actual match that the county will have on that is probably about $11,000, so versus the $24,000. So that was good. Service management looks over, and it's because of the way we budgeted wages. Nancy and I are trying to eventually get, since I've been on board, we've been trying to allocate wages out to all the programs. They never used to be allocated out kind of across the board, so we're trying to get everything split out, which is kind of a nightmare for Courtney, but eventually it will be better. However, it with service management, wages that I didn't realize were still being in there, we're still going to that. But we saved it in meals, so it's kind of a wash that way. And the PA is public awareness. We had 4,000 for that. However, we were only able to spend $24.81 because it requires evidence-based programming. It's the only thing we can spend it on, and we didn't have anybody trained in that, so it's very limited in what we can spend it on. That is part of the budget cuts, is we may lose that funding altogether, prevention money.
For the stepping on and
That is one of them that is being targeted. So any questions? I know it's kind of, maybe it's kind of hard to do this. I did this last night at home, so it may make more sense to me than it does to you, but...
Do you need a motion on this?
No. Okay. I just overall wanted to show you that we ended up okay. And we're trying to get, you know, we're trying to get it down so that we don't have... We don't have a lot going into carryover, and we don't have a lot, you know, over budgeted or, you know, overspent either. So,
any questions on this one, anybody? I'm not good with budgets, so I can't even.
Well, our revenue, I think our revenue dollars are what's really key here. That's where we saved a lot of the money in transportation, where, like last year, I think our trips transportation was just, you know, it was, we put a lot of levy into that because we were not getting the revenue back. So, and that's kudos to Mariah, absolutely, because she stays right on top of that. So, and she's got a good tracking system for it. So,
Do we still have to look at the...
Yep, then there you have your regular finance report, too. And that one you do need to approve. So.
Okay. Any questions on the financial report? Any discussion?
One of the things that Nancy and I have been talking about as well with the ADRC budget is looking at... ADRC budget is unique because it's regional. And some of the counties charge AMSO, and we are not one that does. So that's something that Nancy and I have been looking at, admin expenses and a way to maybe recoup some of those dollars. So she's she just sent me something a few weeks ago on what the indirect costs would be associated with that. So we're going to look at that as far as, because right now, we have not spent our allocation for, we don't have the staffing. You know, we didn't feel that we needed four INA, so we cut some in there. However, I don't want to lose that, especially with a new building coming on board where we may have more expenses. So we're talking about how we could maybe get some of that back. I believe social services does that now. They charge some indirect costs to grants. So we'll be looking at that. Nancy understands that a lot more than
she's
I do.
Good.
But right now, some of the other counties are doing it, so I think we're kind of like, you know, we want to make sure that we're getting all the money that we can get out of that grant as well. So if it can save us some levy, that would be good. Like I said, no county levy goes into it, but.
Is there a motion to approve the financial report?
I'll make the motion.
All right. And second, Pat. All in favor?
Aye.
Any dissension? All right.
Who seconded, Pat?
Pat.
Okay.
So we're on to the director report.
And I don't have a written one out. Mostly we've been working on end-of-year reports, annual reports. I mean, getting the numbers for that. We have shared ride taxi report. A lot of transportation reports are due. My $160 has to be found today because I know it's in my transportation. and my 8521 annual report is due today, so I got to go back through that and look through it. So, because that'll drive me crazy if I don't have it. So we've been doing a lot of that. I was on vacation last week, so I did not get in on the building meetings, but Ruth went to those, so we'll have building meetings tomorrow. What else? can't think. It's business as usual. It's been pretty busy, but we do have meal site manager training coming up. We are going to try to do some volunteer training as well with dementia-friendly communities. Oh, and we are looking at a dementia-friendly initiative in Boscobel, Mr. Wetter. So we are looking at probably holding a luncheon maybe in April. So I would personally extend an invitation to you, and hopefully that you will be there and maybe encourage your chief of police and some other people to attend it. They did one in Shelbsburg that was very successful, so I would like to kick off one in Boscobel.
Could be at the Temple Center.
No, actually, I think the luncheon will actually be at a local restaurant. Because Whitney's got money with her grant to do that. So, and we're looking at getting a lot of business leaders and then, you know, city people involved as well. So that should be good. That's all I have, really.
And then the next thing says program reports, or was that?
And I'm sorry, I think we didn't get a program report out here because Courtney probably did not know that. So that's my fault. She did do a nutrition report, and I noticed today, she sent this to me yesterday, so I noticed we're having some issues with this nutrition report. As always, we seem to have. So she has let Nancy know, because Nancy's the one who does this. And so our meals ordered in excess, ignore that, because the formulas look right, but the numbers are not, they don't match up to it. So we've got a glitch somewhere. So I think the meals served is correct if you look at that, but those top numbers are not right. And we'll have Nancy take a look at that and see. The other thing that I think you might look at that would look off is the average home delivered for Muscadet would look extremely low. However, we do a lot of meals for the Sun program out of there, and those don't come back into that account. So most of the home delivered that we're doing, we're getting reimbursed from the Sun, but it's being put back into program revenue. It's not coming into this stream, so it makes it look like it's really low, when in reality it's not. So, and there's not a good way to balance that. I don't know if I can talk to Nancy if we can somehow do that, because most of their revenue here comes into their local accounts. It comes directly into the meal site, but the Sun program comes directly to us. So.
I don't think I got one of those in my pack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
I'll hand it to you. So we'll continue to refine that report. It's been the bane of my existence since I've come here. Every time we think we have it good, we find a glitch in it. So we are doing a wage, and that was the other thing I forgot. We are doing a wage and benefit comparability study. It's being... Kickoff meetings in 10 minutes. So Bob's going to be taking off, and I will be taking off shortly as well for that.
Well, I think we're about through the agenda anyway. So, is there any other business that anybody has?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. I have to tell you, Batchelor Brothers, this lady is building a drive-thru.
Really? Wow.
I knew you.
They must. I do. You like my coffee.
Me too.
That's great. That must be the.